Hello guys, welcome to the lovely episode of the VAR podcast. This is season 5, episode 6. You know, imekuwa muda sana. Pasaka yenu imekuwa aje? It's called Pasaka, right? In Kiswahili.
Yeah.
I really don't understand the egg part. Majua anasema gasiji, let me be your egg for this Easter. I never understood that part. But anyway, guys, welcome to the VAR podcast. I'm your lovely host, Chief Sam, and today I'm joined by one amazing guest. She's a podcaster. The vibes with Wakazi.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Karibu sana to the VAR podcast.
Thank you.
I'd like you to introduce yourself and what your podcast is about.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So, hi guys. What's up, everyone? My name is Irene Wakazi Nyange, host of Vibes with Wakazi podcast. Na wengine wenyu mnaijua kama Chief Sam hapa.
Yeah.
Anaijua. So, leo nimekuja hapa to record an episode with Chief Sam, and I hope you guys enjoy it. Now, Menuliza, what my podcast is about.
Yeah.
I normally don't know how to answer that question.
I love the honesty, though. I really love the honesty.
That's a difficult point. I think, like, 2 episodes back, and I was just like, you know what, guys? This podcast is about me. This is my safe space. This is where I come to just talk about myself and my experiences in life. Mm-hmm. And I love that so many of you can relate to what I talk about on my podcast. So I can say it's majorly about me and also a safe space for you guys.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Karibu sana to the VAR podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, so today, to my listeners and to your cousin, today we want to talk about something. We've captured it, but we captured it in another angle.
Mm-hmm.
Self-sabotage, but in this time, relationship.
Yeah.
And one not being ready and or one not being where they want to be.
Yeah.
When they're about to enter into a given relationship or given commitment.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've ever found yourself in such a situation. Yes or no?
Kwanza, before ni jibu yoswali.
Yes, yes.
Why did you pick me to do this episode, though?
Well, I liked your energy. I liked your vibe.
Yeah.
You've got vibes, and I felt like you'll be quite the best person to do this.
Yeah.
And I'm a good picker.
Okay. Siwezi pinga na mkubwa. Siwezi pinga na mkubwa.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's all about it.
Okay.
So, I think it's best to start with, what does self-sabotage mean to you?
Yeah.
As a person.
Self-sabotage ni kujinyima, for me, how I understand it, kujinyima kitu unajua uko nayo ama kitu yenye una deserve.
Oh,
yeah,
nice,
that's
nice.
That's my interpretation of self-sabotaging.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it brings me to the one thing. Do you think there's a right time to love someone? Like if you're a personal
person.
It depends,
actually, na like where you are in life.
So it means ukiwa where you are kwa pale ni pabaya.
No, like where you are in life, I mean mentally, also physically really matters. Yeah, by the way. Yeah, I think
sura
it depends.
Sura ina mata bara.
Ni ukweli, si ati nini?
Those kids gotta look like someone good.
Mm-hmm, period. Mm. Yeah, so I think it depends and with like where you are in life.
Okay.
Mentally, physically, and just everything.
Oh.
It's a really like, it's something that you should really think about.
Okay.
Not something that you can just jump into.
Into like that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you feel like one has to date someone as a finished product, or it's something you get to progressively?
No one is a like finished product. Utter like our parents, there are some things that our parents do tell us, and we're just like, I wouldn't handle it like that, but I get where you're coming from, because there are things that they haven't dealt with. You understand?
True.
So as a person, I don't think getting into a relationship, it means that you have to be a finished product.
Mm.
You get it?
I get you.
There are things that we are still working on, like, not like, people have gone through things.
True.
And still going through them.
True.
There are people who have been sexually assaulted, and that's a really huge thing when it comes to relationship, like talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can find someone and you really want to be with them, and the things that they have gone through zinawazuia nyinyi kuwa pamoja. Inamaanisha kuwa hautamdate kwa sababu sijui nini.
No.
Yeah, and kuna watu wengine wanapatana, they date, alafu wanakuzana wakiwa hivyo wawili. Wanasaidiana. You come like with your 100 and it's not really 100. I come with my 100, we connect together, not 50-50.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean like it's finished product. No, mm-hmm. people are going through some shit. Mm-hmm. And it's life. Life is something progressive, mm-hmm. like in a grow every time.
So we just pick it on how life is.
Yeah.
Because life is a learning process. Yeah. So it applies to relationships.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Pole pole tu, mtu si lazima kwa finished product, to be very honest. Like, it doesn't work like that. I do not believe that is the way to go.
Wewe waweza toka na mtu chini, how did you?
Inadepend ni chini gani? Mtu wangu.
Chini yako na chini.
Tunaongelea chini ya mental, emotional, ama nini chini ya financial.
Let's tuangelele. I think where it usually touches the nerve is the financial part. Talk to me. No, it's a safe space.
Yeah. No, actually, I love that question. I really do. Personally, no.
Mm-hmm.
What is chini? What level are you in?
Mm.
Uko mahali yenye you can afford a meal. It's not easy, you know, getting even a job like where you can sustain yourself every day. Like, ukule breakfast, lunch, supper, mm-hmm. tena kuna snacks. This is money, enye natumika kufanya hizo vitu zote. Can you afford that?
Mm. But the basic necessities.
Yeah, and also me, as a lady, I really do work.
Mm. So you come as someone who has something of their own.
Kuwa na kitu bwana.
Tukutane, then we see a way forward.
Yeah, Na kama so unapendana, kuna vile mtasaidiana, yani kusema, okay, sawa, I see you're doing this. Where can I come through for you so that you can talk up from this level to this level?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
I get you.
Yeah, and si kwa wanawake peke. Wanawake ndo wanasaidiwa sana. Si kwa ubaya, ni ukweli. Ni cases mingi sana.
Wasikukujie. Zile kundi. Lisikukujie.
Yeah, chief, sikia. Umesikia cases ngapi ama story ngapi? Dame ndo anatoa boy kutoka kwa ground. I see you have this potential. I'm giving you 50 G's to start something of your own. Ni case ngapi umesikia zimefanyika hivyo? Kidogo, sina? Exactly. But mimi nataka tu normalize kusaidiana sisi wote.
The two of you?
Yeah. Kama naona mimi na hela na tumependana hivi, nataka nikusaidie kwa sababu naona kuna pale tunaweza fika pamoja.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually something that I've realized, if you empower your woman as a man, she'll also be there for you.
Tell me about it.
Kitakuramba,
yeah.
Huyo mama ndo atakuja kuokoa.
Kweli.
Yeye ndo atakuja kukusaidia na yeye ndo ata make sure that A, B, and C, hey, you empowered me at this given time.
Yeah.
I have what I have because also you believed in what I had.
Yeah.
Na tuna grow pole pole.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like that narrative. Yeah. People should empower their women.
Mm-hmm. Even your men.
Even
not
men.
Only women.
Men also, should also be empowered.
Yeah, men should every time.
And I think men should also be taught on how to handle empowered women. Was it feel ni kama ni competition?
Yeah.
Don't feel like it's a competition. But then me a babe who earns more money than me, I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't mind at all. Because I feel like you being able to do your thing as your own woman will be Nifuraha, just knowing that she got her own thing going on, and she's a buddy on her own way.
Ooh.
So it's a good thing. So this has put me to one of the biggest questions.
Yeah.
Ever been in a space whereby you had to quit someone because you felt you were not ready?
Yeah. I have been in that situation before.
Was it mentally? Were you not financially? Because physically, uko sawa.
Kuna time inafika, you think you are where you are supposed to. Let me tell you, in relationships zenye nimequit, ni the times zenye nimefikiria, I am there mentally.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I'm in it, I feel like, no.
It's not just it.
The commitment here, I cannot. I have been in that situation before and it's not pretty. And this case here, it's not you, it's me. It's actually a real thing.
For real?
It's not an excuse.
Mm.
It's not an excuse. And sometimes, patianga watu grace, when you wanna come out wakisema, I have some things that I really need to work on. mm-hmm. personally, mm-hmm. and I just need to go right now. I can't be here.
Do they, were they super busy with their life? Were they super serious? Do they look emotionally aware on where they were than you?
Wait, what's the question exactly?
Ever been in a place whereby you had just to quit it? You'd be like, mimi, wacha mimi niende.
Una quit kwa sababu ya reasons zako ama kwa sababu yeye hajakuwa hapo for you?
Wewe zako wewe mwenyewe. Yeah. Una feel like yeah.
Hey, ni mpoa lakini yeah. Wewe uwezi. Sina nakusho like hiyo kutokukua there. Mentally una feel like no, aki mimi nikana tesa umse. Mimi siwezi. Me have been there before.
What really made you feel like that?
Cause like this person, ana pour so much into my cup, you understand, and I'm not reciprocating. And you can feel it. And alafu it's even harder when the conversation iko hapo and it should be talked about. Like I feel like, and they're so kind with you, like they're just telling you, like I feel like you haven't been here for me. Hi, well, mistake your story. Because when you start addressing it, mm-hmm. I can run away. Because the bad thing is, you know, alafu this person ananza kukuambia sasa, you're a shitty person. In short, you're a shitty person.
You can always take it as a lesson. I mean, it feels like.
Me naenda. Yeah, but Sasha jua sasa ama like well ikifika hapa I can't take it anymore because myself mwenyewe kujipunish kwa kujua. Alafu sasa huyu mtu tena anakuja ananiambia ya kuwa wewe umekuwa mtu mbaya sana. Si mbaya sana, quote in quote, yani umekuwa hauko hapa, umekuwa when I do this sana sana hapa ni PG ama we can talk about
no,
it.
No, you can talk.
The sex life is very like important.
You haven't
been touching me. Hey, aibu.
You're not
in movies. We've seen ladies complaining about that until it's a man complaining to you. Like,
but there are women like that, though.
Yeah.
Iko.
Yeah, true.
Iko unapata. I need you to be emotionally there. I need you to feel. I need you to want me. I need you to A, B, and C. But now, bana unapata. Demo na jilaza hapo man, kama ni gunia mahindi. You're like, what's going on? Am I doing this bad?
Mm.
And I think for men in Africa, a point whereby you feel like the lady doesn't like you anymore.
Yeah.
But for you as a lady, wanna, I really like you, but I feel like...
Yeah, maybe I'm just going through some things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's just messed up. But...
You imagine, like, if you're in a marriage. For better, for worse.
That's why people should date first, man.
No, maybe like you're 10 years, umuko inside, and it's you're not touching me anymore. What are we doing here? You haven't touched me for 3 days. Have we imagine? Achana na relationships, sasa easy zetu, easy za mabanati hawa dogo dogo. Sasa it's marriage. These people have been married for 10 years, and it's a conversation that you haven't been touching me. I feel so distant. Like I can't even imagine to be very honest.
And they usually feel like. When the act just brings the bond to you guys.
Yeah.
Msipofanya, you guys are just there for the kids.
I'm scared of marriage, guys. I am really scared.
But the good and the bad thing, ikitu ina manual. So no matter how many amounts of advice you get from someone.
Even your pastor.
Yeah. They can't do it the way you're supposed to do it. Kila mtu akona manual yake, kila mtu akona experience yake.
Really. And see, me was the toy fact that we really need help from a third person. But me naonanga kama watu wanaleta uadui zaidi.
I know. These things should be...
Yeah. Inakuwa even more toxic. Sasa wako like, si nani alisema tufanye hivi na hivi.
Kwanza usingisha za familia. It's even where you are.
Mm-hmm.
But I get where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So after that you just went...
Yeah, nilienda too, cause nili feel ni kama I am really hurting this person, and I was just like, no, please now. And they made it easier for me, cause they also like, I don't know if that's the red flag, walinyamaza for like some time. And when they reached out, they were like, I was giving you space. Ufeel kitu liko na feel. So like, what are we now? Hi bo, misiko abo anymore.
You walked away.
Hi, bro.
Were you healing? Am I you decided to move on?
I was healing, but also that. I decided to move on with someone else. So it can let her question like, was I really also getting enough? Really?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Because it felt different.
With the other person?
Yeah.
And it was giving out.
Yeah.
Jew.
I know. Guys, I'm not a red flag.
Bravo.
I'm in this point in life where I am letting myself feel everything and experience everything.
When you come.
Yeah.
Don't like hide it.
I'm not limiting myself. I'm not hiding. If this is what I am going through, I am going through it right now, and I will allow myself
to go through it.
Yeah. So that thing happened with that guy. It happened, and I couldn't control it.
And with this other person, just flawless, seamless.
Very flawless.
Everything was just going on.
Yeah.
Guys.
Easy peasy.
Date people who like you.
And I'm sure some of you have experienced the same. Don't be here judging
me. Yeah, of course. Date people who like you, date people who are interested in you, date people who are willing to learn you. Because learning somebody is... Because I feel like the way your ex was is not the same the way this other person is.
Yeah,
you get
true.
Completely do things very, very
and
different.
Also never expect like your former aku treat kama your current.
Yeah.
The experiences are different.
Very,
this
very
is a different person who had a different background, and it's okay to experience something different.
Very, very true.
Yeah.
Very, very true. Anyway, guys, I think that's Wakazi. That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
So what word can you put out there to people experiencing this particular thing of not being where they want, and they feel like this other person is not it for them? Leave them.
Life is short. Ini advice nye si watu ingi wanapiananga, to be honest. And this is not an advice. This is what I have learned.
Mm-hmm.
Do not force yourself to do the things that your heart don't want to do. It's not easy. Inaku deteriorate. Okay.
So people shouldn't stay where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, but also if it's worth fighting for, please fight. Wazazi wetu wameka kwa relationships like over. Even kuna watu niliona wana celebrate 60 years of marriage. You can imagine the ups and downs zenye wamepitia pamoja. Love is a beautiful thing.
Wow.
It is really. And it's the greatest commandment. Yeah,
true.
Yeah, so if it's worth fighting for, just fight for it. But kama una nguvu, wachana tunayo. Next.
Okay.
Thank you. Next.
Anyway, guys, I think also for one thing I'd like also to share here is the fact that it's a learning process.
Yeah.
People that are willing to learn ni sawa. Wenye hawezi kubali kukua kwenye uko pia unachana nao.
Yeah, ni sawa.
And at the same time, I think you should not sabotage yourself, because there are people by there who are willing to give you a chance. I know you are not good at A, B, and C. You are not there emotionally. Let's try this out. If it doesn't work, well and good.
Yeah, kuna people that are very willing to show grace and extend grace to you, because they understand that you are work in progress.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Wow. That's
deep. Anyway, guys.
Because I've been there before.
I've been there before.
Yeah, man. We've been traumatized, manzina, our past. And just to think someone can take you like that, naseme, I will still love you, and I will still care for you no matter what, no matter you get your tantrums here and start crying, I will still pick you up.
No matter what.
And hold you.
No matter what.
Man, I love. Love is a beautiful thing, man.
True.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, I think that's just about
it.
Yes.
Before you wind up.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, my podcast is called Vibes with Wakazi. Yours is The Vibe
the
Podcast.
Vibe podcast.
Why
yeah.
did you call it Vibe Podcast?
Oh, The Vibe Podcast. I think I give out good vibes.
Ooh!
I'm usually the guy who gives out good vibes.
We love a self-aware king.
I give good vibes. That's
okay,
true.
That's
the energy
beautiful.
Be giving. And I'm usually one person who focuses on vibes.
I'm actually so comfortable right now.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice.
Me, I feed on energy.
You feed on energy?
Yeah.
And that's just same here. If your vibe is not vibing with me, I'll just let you know.
Bye.
That's why I usually have this one. Talk to people that like you, hang out with people that like you.
Nice.
Date people that like you. It's easier and very fair.
Yeah.
At a
but you know you can date someone and they don't even like, they hate you.
Exactly. I'm just here because I'm just here.
They hate you.
Ebu kana watu wanawapenda bana. They just like you a bit.
Yeah.
It will make it easier for you.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I think that's how the vibe came by.
Okay.
And since then, we've been giving vibes all through.
Okay. Mm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So as we wrap up,
yeah
I also see you have your own business going on.
Yeah, I have a little something. Mm-hmm. You know me, I am one person that I know, or rather, I'm aware I am very self-driven.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Na ukitokea kwa environment enye haikuwa very comfortable,
mm-hmm.
and God amekupea chance ya kukua hapa nje, you mm-hmm. just have to do what you have to do to get the money.
Nice.
Lakini sizo vitu mbaya mbaya. Jamani.
We'll plug her. Kazi safi.
Thank you so much. So all yeah, right. I do have a business,
mm-hmm.
and it's called All Things Lukundo.
Mm-hmm.
I love the word Lukundo because it means, I don't know if this is true. You know, one day I just asked my dad, what is this one word in Bantu that you really love?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, Lukundo. And I'm like, what does that mean? Akaniambia love.
Oh.
Like, oh, that's cute. Yeah,
and here
so
you are.
All things Lukundo, all things love, Manzi.
All things love.
Yeah.
Guys, I'll share and watch her link so that you can be able to, first of all, listen to her content.
Yeah, please do. It's funny. I am so funny. You will listen to me. Well, nikichoma mahindi. Nikikimbia boy ugali na ungua nimesahau.
A lot of drama going in there.
Yeah, but lovely drama.
Lovely
fun
drama.
Fun drama. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, that has been your host, Chief Sam, with amazing
Vibes with Akazi.
And I think that's our season 5, episode 6.
I love it. Thank you so much for
Karibu
having
san,
me. Yeah?
San. We should mm-hmm. do this more.
Amen.
And I hope you get to invite me to Vibes with Akazi soon.
Definitely. Very soon. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, till next time.
Ciao.
Bye-bye.